Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. And we're going to stay in the mid-Michigan area, as a matter of fact. Jamie Jacobs is going to join us right now. She's the Deputy Director of MCAN, which is the Michigan College Access Network. And Jamie, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here, Chris.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you talk about the talented workforce being short, et cetera, that goes right back to your bailiwick, which is educating tomorrow's employees. So let's talk about MCAN and let everybody know exactly what you are and what you do.
Yeah, thanks for that question. MCAN, the Michigan College Access Network, is a statewide intermediary organization. We're a nonprofit housed here in Lansing, like you said, local, but serving the entire state. And I use that word intermediary to make sure folks know we serve the folks who serve students directly, whether that's in the K-12 system, the higher ed system, the workforce development system, making the system work better for Michiganders across all of those buckets. And we're really focused on increasing college readiness, enrollment, and completion in Michigan as we look to develop and ensure the talent is available for our employers and the workforce of today and really the workforce moving forward.
You know, you really kind of hit a nerve there when you mentioned about readiness. Been involved in the Lansing Promise forever, watched the Kalamazoo Promise. Number of things that we learned, and one of them was the readiness component was almost more important than the giving away of tuition, books, et cetera, to students, because if they weren't ready, they wound up spending the money and not having anything to show for it.
Yeah, readiness is super key, but I think readiness is also multifaceted. So I think you bring up an important point. One, financial resources and the understanding of what it costs to go to college and the resources available to you is really important. It is the number one perceived barrier of students and families, especially students from low-income backgrounds, of students of color. So it is important that we ensure that students understand what is the real cost of post-secondary education and is it affordable for them and is there an affordable pathway. In addition to that, and not far after that, is the rest of the readiness. And that is both academically, right? Are students prepared academically for the rigor of post-secondary, but also are they prepared for the social aspect and the transition to independence if we're talking about traditional aid students? Or if we're talking about adult learners, are they ready and do they have affordable childcare options? Are they enrolling in a program with flexible course offerings that work around their work schedule or an employer who is flexible with, you know, their work schedule to make sure it works around classes? So the readiness has a ton of components, right? There's this financial piece, which is where most folks start and stop. And that is really critical. However, all of these other pieces around an ability to sort of participate in the academic rigor, but also navigate the process of the academics, the structure of higher ed, but all of those life things that are also happening are super critical for students even showing up in the first place, let alone persisting and completing.
You know, it's interesting. I was internally smiling because I remember how I dealt with what you called the social readiness of your first year of college, but that's a story for another day. Any highlights of late?
We've been doing a lot of work on the budget. Hopefully that's not a surprise to folks. We're feeling really optimistic about the governor's FY25 budget as we talk specifically about continued investments and increased investments in education. You know, I saw a headline the other day that said Michigan's strategy for economic opportunity and development has really been investing in, under this current governor, in education and in students' pursuit of continued education. And we love that, that we think the backbone of economic vitality is a well-educated workforce. So we've been doing a lot of work on the budget, really excited about the Michigan Guarantee, talking about affordability. How do we remove that affordability barrier for students, at least at the sort of community college level? How do we make sure that's easily navigatable so folks just know, right? They don't have to say, well, am I eligible? What is it? How can it be clear? And then we're doing a lot of work on both the adult learner space. We won't reach Michigan's goal of 60% educational attainment by 2030 if we don't include adults in that equation. How do we incent, encourage, and support adults to return or enroll for the first time? And then also, how do we connect the dots? We're calling it our educated workforce strategy, but how every sector, K-12, higher ed, workforce development, employers all say, what we're doing right now isn't working. What we need is an interconnected system, more like a K-14 system that helps folks not pipeline from eighth grade into a position, but that all of those sectors are talking to each other. They're doing their work, the work that they do best, but it's in conjunction, in alignment with what's happening in higher ed, with what's happening in the workforce and the employers. So those are two key pieces of strategy that we're also working on.
You know, this is interesting you say it, because in your name, access is the word that jumps out most. A lot of opportunity over the years has been lost just because kids and or their parents didn't know where to go.
Yeah. We always say the first thing that you should do is think about, if you're in the K-12 setting, your school counselor or a college advisor, find a caring adult. If it's not in your school, they exist in community-based organizations, after-school programs, find an adult that'll help you, support you through to college and post-secondary.
Well, Jamie Jacobs, Deputy Director of MCAN, which is the Michigan College Access Network in Lansing. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks, more importantly, for the work you're doing. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Hedlund.